Well, first, I'm going to give you a quick reminder. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Shock Me Like an Electric Neil. With me, your host, DJ Roomba. You can give us a listen online at WJRH.org. And tonight, I think we're... I think we're going to get ourselves started with that with a little bit of a...
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women glow and men blunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Down Under from Men at Work from the 1981 album. What? Didn't? Oh, it didn't save. Oh, it's not good. It's not good. I hope it saved. I wrote a whole document. Oh, no, there it is. Excellent. From the 1981 album Business as Usual, which catapulted the otherwise unknown Men at Work into relative fame here in the States. Now, that was only being played because of recent Australian news in my life. For those of you close with the old DJ, you may know what that is. But that's irrelevant to the actual title of the show, which is Dairy Do It. A good friend of mine, Will, who hosts an inferior radio show here on WJRH, which is on Wednesdays, 3 to 4. give it a listen. And he said, I was joking, he said, oh, I'm going to do a radio show about where all the songs are just related to dairy. And he said, Neil, you can't do that. You only have Butter by Tribe Called Quest. And then maybe, then he suggested Sunshine of Your Love by Cream, which will be coming up sooner or later. But eight dairy-related songs, then hopefully a ninth one that I can get to, because it's a song I'm very excited about, and I actually have a bit of backstory, too. But thank you for tuning in. It appears that right now I have, 8 listeners. We lost one. We lost one when I started talking, but that's okay. That's okay. I'm going to put myself on private session so people can't see what I'm listening to. But anyway, thank you for tuning in. This is Shopping Electric Neil, and we're going to move on to... my order is out of order. Oh, no, it isn't. We're good. We're going to move on to Butter by Tribe Called Quest, because I'm becoming increasingly less creative with my shows as the weeks go by. But it's off the album, 1991 album, The Low End Theory, which revolutionized the genre of rap, moving it from a fest of James Brown samples into more laid-back jazz samples. I forget what the song that this samples is called, but that's okay. We're going to give it a listen. The song Butter, Smooth Like Butter, from Tribe Called Quest.
Garvey High, where all the guys were corny, but the girls were mad fly. Lounging with the tipster, cooling with shop, scoping out the honeys, they know who they are. I was the b-ball playing, fly rhyme saying, fly girl getting, but never was I sweating. Cause when it came to honeys, I would go on a strut until I met my match. Her name was Flo. Yeah, I messed around with the one called Flo. All the troopers round the way used to call her a hoe. But deep down in my heart, I knew that Flo was good to go, cause I thought it was me, like Belle Biv DeVoe. But little did I know that she was playing with my mind. The only thing I've learned is good girls are hard to find. I feel like Heavy D, I need somebody for me. Not someone whose mind is blank and trying to juice me for my banks. Swinging with my main man, Lucky, behind my back. What type of... Yo, how's about a smack? Word life, I can't front. Thought I was all that. But now it seems, I've met my match. I was a stone cold lover. You couldn't tell me that. Settling down with one girl, wasn't trying to hear that. I had Tanya, Tamika, Sharon, Karen, Tina, Stacy, Julie, Tracy. Used to love them, leave them, skeeze them, tease them, find them, lose them, also abuse them. My whole attitude was new day, next hunt. And believe it or not, they all got done. But here comes Flo with the crazy whip appeal, and I'm ultra man like Alexander O'Neal. Is this really love? Then again, how would I know? After all this time trying to be a super hoe, she finally played me. But yo, I'd find another, cause I've got the crazy game, and yo, I'm smooth like butter.
It's like butter. It's like butter, baby. 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 It's like butter. Like the butter, baby. Not no parquet, not no margarine. Strictly butter. Strictly butter, baby.
I remember when girls were goody two-shoes, but now they turn to freaks all of a sudden.
We love you, bye.
He's off hold. My name's Malik. Fight this, fight that. Where you going? Where you at? These girls don't know me from Jack. Yet I feel like the Mac. You didn't want me then, so yo, hun, don't want me now. Yeah, yeah. Take the towel. Wipe off your brow and take the contact out your eye. You're far from looking fly. You're getting E for effort and T for nice try. And tell me what's the reason for dying your hair. Slum village gold still dangling in your ear. You barely have a neck but still sporting a rope. Four finger ring just so Pfeiffer can scope. You looked in the mirror, didn't know what to do. Yesterday your eyes were brown, but today they are blue. Your whole appearance is a lie and it can never be true. And if you really like yourself, then you would try and be you. If your hair and eyes are real, I wouldn't have dissed you. But since it was boy, I had to dismiss you. But if you can't achieve it, then why not try and weave it? If you can't extend it, then you might as well suspend it. If you can't braid it, best thing to do is fade it. I asked who did your hair and you tell me Diane. Made it few with you and just you. Talk to you, maybe, but I can't stand no bionic lady trying hard to look fly. But yo, you're looking dumber. If I wanted someone like you, I would've swum with Jamie Summers. You wanna be treated right? See Father MC, or check Ralph Trespin for sensitivity. Cause I am not the one. I got more game than Parker Brothers. Five doggers on the mic and I'm smooth like butter.
Butter.
Butter from Tribe Called Quest. Here's the samples. So that samples Gentle Smiles from Gary Bartz, Young and Fine from Weather Report, and then I'm Like Everything About You from Chuck Jackson. So we've got three. So we've got the drums from Chuck Jackson, hook and riff from Weather Report, and the sax and some other parts from Gary Bartz, kind of an obscure jazz record that I think Q-Tip found and put that on that song. So this song featuring the main man, Fife Dawg, discussing a lot of things. He's kind of disillusioned with... go to the Genius page. I can discuss it, but I wouldn't do it justice. Now, moving on to Beck. Now, we were reaching a sad day here on Shock Me Like an Electric Neil. Now, I'm playing Beck, and surprise, surprise, I'm playing Midnight Vultures, but this, because I own, as of right now, I'm only playing every song I play once, and then I'll wait for I haven't played any song twice, to my knowledge, on this show. But if I do hold myself to that, this will be the last time for a good while that I'll be playing a song off Midnight Vultures, Beck's 1999 masterpiece. Oh man, we'll miss it. But until then, we're going to listen to the great song, Peaches and Cream. So we're sticking with the dairy. Got cream there. So let's give a good old listen to Peaches and Cream from Beck. That was Peaches and Cream from Beck off the 1999 album Midnight Vultures. Just discussing Peaches and Cream. What did I write about that? Yeah. You might have heard his... I've explained this album about 7 times by now. For those of you who weren't here for those first 6 times, Beck kind of put on this jokester rapper persona for this album. So you hear such golden lines as, "You make a garbage man scream, such a dangerous dream. Peaches and cream, peaches and cream. You look good in that sweater, and that aluminum crutch. Give those pious soldiers another lollipop. Keep your lamplights trimmed and burning. Only the highest stuff. Only the highest quality stuff, excuse me." From our man Beck Hansen. But moving on to the aforementioned track Sunshine of Your Love, playable on Guitar Hero 3, one of the finest video games, a fine video game, a good one, certainly. So that's where we're coming up next. Also, this song, of course, featured in the Jack Black blockbuster, a movie that Jack Black was in, School of Rock. Featured on that soundtrack is Sunshine of Your Love from Cream.
Soon be with you, my love.
Sunshine of Your Love from Cream from the album Disraeli Gears of 1967. Developed that distinctive riff, the yes, thank you. Released or developed after attending a Jimi Hendrix concert. You can definitely tell the influence with that that 60s distinctive feedbacky sound pioneered by Mr. Hendrix. Anyway. Okay, there we go. The Wikipedia article is fairly long for a song. How many listeners? Okay, we're down to 6. We started with 10, down to 6. That's what I like to see. Oh, please excuse my little burp there. I had to control it. Anyway, moving on to what's really a stretch and what will begins the stretches of Neil, that isn't really dairy related. Starting off with Love You Madly from Cake off the 2000 and whatever album, 2001 album, Comfort Eagle. Listen to the track Love You Madly. Now, Cake, for those of you who haven't made a cake, usually involves some sort of milk, some sort of butter. Usually butter. I'm not sure. I'm not really a cake man, but I believe milk and butter are usually involved. Definitely butter, probably milk. But why get all cut up in the technicality of Cake when you can listen to the John McCrae-led band Cake with Love You Madly?
I just
Cake with their track Love You Madly off the 2001 Comfort Eagle. Great album. And I really wish I could publicly display my love for Cake and their certainly unique style of music through a Facebook like, but unfortunately the only way I could do that would be through a Facebook like. I'm delirious. Anyway, I used to like their Facebook page, but then I had to dislike it or unlike it shortly thereafter, because if I had to describe the posts that they would make, and they continue to make even in my absence, it is why we lost the election. Now, like every day, at least 7 times a day, they just make these like ridiculous political posts that explain fully why Democrats lost the election. So that's kind of that kind of stuff. Anyway, enough about me. And I just want to give all listeners a quick reminder that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Shock Me Like an Electric Needle with me, your host, DJ Roomba. You can visit us online at WJRH.org. Give us a call at 610-330-5316. Anyway, moving on to Talking Heads. Ooh, sorry, mic moved on me a little bit. Moving on to Talking Heads. Not an album track, but instead a track off their 2006 release, Bonus Rarities and Outtakes. Let's give a little listen to the barely dairy-related track, Popsicle. I'll explain my love for Chocsicles at the end of the song. But for now, let's give a listen to Popsicle.
Something sweet and sticky, running down my hand. Kinky little sister, wearing rubber gloves. I set you up, emergency, a corporation fantasy. Summertime.
Popsicle from Talking Heads. Now, I just realized what that song is about as was playing. At least I think I do, using my context clues. And I'm a broken man. I've been listening to this song for a while. Moving on. So anyway, that's not really a Dairy White song, Popsicle, but it made me think about Chalksicles, a large part of my childhood. And I haven't had one in a while. And then I was thinking about those the discontinued ice cream bar with the vanilla ice cream in the middle, covered in like a thin layer of chocolate. Then that layer of chocolate covered in the rainbow nonpareils or nonpareils, the little like hard candies that got stuck in your teeth. I miss those. Those are dearly missed by myself and many people, I would hope. Now moving on to another hardly, not even dairy related song from Blur called Coffee and TV. I forget what album this is on. I accidentally did the best of. So I think it sounds like it would be on, that's on 13, their sad album. Because Damon Albarn ended his relationship or had his relationship ended with Justine Frischman, lead singer of Elastica, another Britpop band. But he was sad, so he wrote this song about the simple pleasures in life, like coffee, which I'm presuming most people add milk or cream to, because it's a little much on its own. So that's my small little connection. But what's interesting about Coffee and TV is that I think nearly every Blur song, basically every Blur song is sung by Damon, but this one is not that. It's not sung by Damon. I don't know why, but I believe it's sung by the guitarist Graham Coxon. Right, because it was written by Graham Coxon, lyrics describing his struggle with alcoholism. Yeah, I'm reading a little bit now. Anyway, it's a great track. Hope you enjoy it. A little different one from Blur with Coffee and TV. And I'll talk about the time. Like, I've got coffee to talk about. It's working class stuff. Listen. There we have Blur with Coffee and TV. Now, quick coffee story. Big fan of it. Currently doing, starting a research proposal about coffee production in Latin America, Central America, for a class I'm taking. But this summer I did work at a retail store at which the other employees had fairly strong New York accents, and I picked it up, but only in one vowel, known to linguists as the thought vowel. Whereas I'm not saying thought. It's thought, and that vowel also applies to the word coffee. So I say I have transformed myself unwittingly into a very New York-y way of saying coffee. Anyway. Quick story. I was getting myself a good old coffee on Sixth Avenue, which is a very New York sentence. And what I ended up doing was I go in, say, "Hi, could I have medium coffee with cream and sugar, and a glazed stick donut, cake stick donut?" And then the woman behind the counter, now mind you, this is Sixth Avenue of New York City, giggles to herself and says, "Coffee," as if to make fun of the New Yorkiness with which I said the word coffee. Needless to say, I was highly offended. Moving on to a band that's very distinctly not from New York, Spoon, the famous Texas band. Grew a quick trip down to Texas. That's stupid. Anyway, quick visit. We're going to play a song from their 2000 album, Love Ways, the track Chips and Dip, which vaguely dairy related, but not really. I'm just thinking that, what's a kind of dip? I'd certainly prefer salsa myself, but people also want queso with their chips. What's in queso? Dairy products. Here's Chips and Dip before I talk myself into a wall. Enjoy.
Just
Chips and Dip from Spoon. Yeah, I'm Love Ways. What did I write about Spoon? I don't think I did. Yeah, that was just my queso stupid bit from earlier. All right, I got two songs left. 10 minutes. I'll be able to do it. Moving on to a track from English. Oh, I have a fun Radiohead thing. So, Bangers and Mash from Radiohead. Everybody knows that for a good serving of mashed potatoes, you're going to need to incorporate some milk, some cream, add some creaminess to the other to the potatoes. Fox News host Greg Gutfeld had some thoughts about Radiohead on whatever show he had. He said, it was really funny, actually. He said his thoughts about Radiohead and Coldplay. He called Radiohead a poor man's Coldplay. So they were talking about how Radiohead's going to be inducted into the next year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Oh, no, so this is like a comedian who had labeled them just elaborate moaning and whining over ringtone sounds. And she described the band's fan base as strange, malnourished, and sad. And then this very well-educated, clearly, Fox News host said, "You know, Radiohead is a fine band, but they stole everything from Coldplay. Like, Radiohead is the poor man's Oh, man, we have to listen to this. I have the link right here. Oh, my, I can't believe this. Wait. Oh, no, they're going to make fun of Rachel Maddow first. Rachel Maddow.
Going as a Radiohead fan.
Yes.
A Radiohead fan, Kat.
Yeah.
Radiohead fan, Kat.
I did say on the show a couple weeks ago that I was very into men that were strange, malnourished, and sad, and that I ended up dating a lot of Radiohead fans because they all fit into that group.
Yes.
I'm hurt.
Now they're all very, very mad at me.
So they're malnourished?
Yeah.
I am mad.
You know what? I wasn't saying it was bad. I was saying it's sexy. And also,
all right, you know what? This is, I don't have any time for kind of this kind of Fox News on my radio show. Unbelievable. Oh my. Oh man. You know what? Let's just get to the music, please. Oh my. Oh my. Let's get this. Let's get this song on the road, please. Bangers and what? There, whoa, whoa, whoa! Bangers and Mash from Radiohead, the In Rainbows Disc 2, only made available on Spotify recently, as was In Rainbows, because the album, when originally released, was released on a pay as you pay what you want model. So you went to their website and you would just type in how much you wanted to pay for the album, anywhere from $0, 0 cents to, I think people paid up to like $200. Radiohead fans, as you know, are sad and malnourished, so they have the money to do that kind of thing. Anyway, moving on to our final song of the night. I'll have time for it, so I just have to talk quickly. The song Every Time from Boy Pablo. Every Time from Boy Pablo off the album Roy Pablo. This group of 18-year-old high school students from Norway who were total unknowns until a YouTube glitch led to their algorithms recommending this song to nearly everybody on the site. And then people who were into this kind of music thought, wow, this is actually a pretty good song. And here we are. Hope you enjoy the song Every Time from Norwegian young man band Boy Pablo. There we have Boy Pablo from the 2017 album Roy Pablo giving us Every Time. Now this band, so young, already played for the King and Queen of Norway, fun fact. But, you know, they're kind of like a cross between, between Real Estate and Mac DeMarco. I think they're very good. Be sure to give them a listen. Thank you so much for listening. It's about the end of my time, but this has been Shock Me Like an Electric Neil with me, your host, DJ Roomba. Give us a visit online at wjrich.org. Have a great week. Speak to you next Thursday.